Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and this episode of the Easter Blooms Devotional is on select verses from Judges chapter 5. Today's devotion comes to us from Pastor Angel Jackson of St. Jacob's Lutheran Church in North Canton, Ohio. Learn more about Pastor Angel at the end of this episode.
Judges chapter 5, verses 1, 4 through 7, 12, 24, and 31 from the Common English Bible. At that time, Deborah and Barak, Abraham's son, sang, "Lord, when you set out from Seir, when you marched out from Edom's fields, the land shook. The sky poured down, the clouds poured down water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, the one from Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shagmar and Anath's son, in the days of Jael, caravans ceased, those traveling by road kept to the back roads. Villagers disappeared, they disappeared in Israel. Until you, Deborah, arose, until you arose as a mother in Israel. Wake up, Deborah. Wake up, sing a song, arise, Barak, capture your prisoners, Abraham's son. May Jael be blessed above all women. May the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be blessed above all tent-dwelling women. May all your enemies perish like this, Lord, but may your allies be like the sun rising in its strength." And the land was peaceful for 40 years.
Protagonist. The main character in a story is the one we identify with and admire. We explore their feelings, and we empathize with them. In 2022, in the top 100 domestic grossing films in the United States, only 33% of the main characters were women. This was up from 31% in 2021. But down from our all-time high of 40% in 2019, according to a report from San Diego State. The big reason for this is only 17% of the people telling these stories, Hollywood writers, are women. This makes it all the more extraordinary that in our reading today we have a woman co-writing a song, singing the praises of the saving action of another woman. In our last devotion, Pastor McNeil talked about one of my favorite passages in the Old Testament. The people of God needed a leader, needed guidance, and God sent them Deborah. A woman praised not for being a wife or mother, but as a powerful political figure. She advised a general and defeated a king. She speaks God's word, and armies listen. As part of God's word to this general, Barak, is a warning that he won't be the one to truly win the victory, but that it will be a woman. And now enters Jael, who uses societal stereotypes that women nurture and seduce, to lull the commander of the enemy army into her tent, where she puts a peg through his head, then invites Barak to come and see. And then there is peace in Israel for 40 years. The historian of Judges tells the story in Judges 4, and here in Judges 5, we find what many scholars believe to be one of the oldest bits of poetry in the Hebrew Bible. And its authorship is attributed, at least partly, to a woman, to Deborah herself. Now, I'm not saying that in this story we suddenly have utopian gender parity. As the Women's Bible Commentary points out, in this explicitly heterosexual plot, women's roles appear as leaders, seductive killers, mothers, wise women, and spoils of war reduced to their reproductive organs. And there is much more of the myth of redemptive violence than I'd like to see in a story about the kingdom of God. But it is a good reminder that God uses us, all of us, each of our particularities, that God's word is spoken powerfully by people who society might not expect. God doesn't use perfect stock characters. God uses complex, whole people, caught up in the dynamics and politics of their own time, but also in ways that transcend human imagination. And it is the responsibility of each of us to tell these stories, to sing these stories, to use our voices to lift the actions of those whose stories might not otherwise be told. Otherwise, we might miss out on some amazing acts of God. So wake up, Deborah. Wake up, sing a song. O Lord, you do mighty things in and through us, in and through the many faceted people around us. Help us to see you at work in all people. Help us to raise our voice and tell the stories of people whose deeds might go unsung. Amen.
We are so glad that you joined us for this episode of the Easter Blooms Devotional. Special thanks to Pastor Angel Jackson for providing today's devotion. Pastor Angel ministers alongside the folks at St. Jacob's Lutheran Church in North Canton, Ohio. She has a Master of Divinity from the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago and a Master's of Social Work from the University of Chicago. She is passionate about working to create healthy Christian community. Her other callings include parenting, knitting, and birdwatching. Thank you also to Sophia Jackson for serving as our liturgist today. Sophie is a sophomore who serves on the high school debate team, is an avid reader and cosplayer. Our music today is entitled Rise Again and is by Jeremiah Alves. If you enjoy what you've heard this morning and want to support the podcast, consider becoming a patron on Patreon. Your contribution helps us keep this ministry going.